USA Radio News with Wendy King.
If you're going shopping, you may not find what you're looking for.
People are, like, fighting. Like, sometimes, like, paper towels, we have to, like, weigh. People, like, keep grabbing.
That shopper was in Seattle. There are many empty shelves as consumers stock up for what could be days away from others. The latest death toll in the U.S. from the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University, is now 57. Confirmed cases in the U.S. is at 3,000, and the worldwide death toll is now more than 6,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health on ABC's This Week says some Americans may not be prepared for the full impact of the virus.
What I like to see is when people look at what we're doing and say you're overreacting. If you think you're in line with the outbreak, you're already 3 weeks behind.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Travel from the UK has been suspended from the coronavirus. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolfe.
The President made the decision due to the rising number of cases in the UK to apply these restrictions to both the UK and Ireland. So as we move forward, again, these restrictions bar travel for certain foreign nationals who have been present in the UK or Ireland in the past 14 days. And again, that goes effective midnight Monday.
A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule from going into effect next month that was expected to cut food stamps for nearly 700,000 people. The new federal rule would place stricter requirements on states' award of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly called food stamps. Judge Beryl Howell of the U.S. District Court in Washington said SNAP was a cornerstone of the effort to reduce hunger and hunger's adverse effects. The Department of Agriculture announced the new rule in December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of worldwide coronavirus deaths have passed 6,000 as virtually all new cases and fatalities have moved from the epicenter in mainland China to other nations, including Italy and Iran. Around the world, the disease has forced the closure of schools, businesses, sporting events, entertainment, and travel, including by air and cruise ships. For the past week, Italy has been under lockdown, including Milan, where the outbreak is concentrated. The Iranian government has ordered shrines to close. The Foreign Office in Britain says that it's advising against all but essential travel to the U.S., as Vice President Pence said that all travel from Britain and Ireland will be suspended. France has announced that all places that are not essential will be closed, including restaurants, cafes, cinemas, and clubs. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's criminal trial, which was scheduled to start immediately, has been delayed until the end of May. And in Spain, Doña Begoña Gomez, the wife of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, tested positive for the virus. The nation joined Italy in ordering a nationwide lockdown, banning people from leaving their home. South Korea has reported 76 new coronavirus cases. The numbers have grown, with hundreds of thousands of people being tested, far more than any other nation. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.